Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo here in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Radical Russ with our live coverage on CannabisRadio.com. Joining us here at the desk, we've got John David from John David Global and from CanLive, John David Carrasco.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
As close as my Latin pronunciation.
Carrasco.
Carrasco. I can never make my tongue do that. Carrasco. There we go. John David's here with John David Global and CanLive. Let's start with John David Global since it's got your name in it.
Yes, sir. What is
John David Global?
John David Global is my company that I've had in existence as a multimedia company. Since 2001, I started in the Manhattan Business District, actually, right after 9/11. I was working with a company called David Reed, and we were doing a lot of event production. Had just completed a wonderful event with the U.S. Open, and then 9/11 happened. And suddenly I found myself in the position of, I've got to have a living, I've got to create a new company. So I started consulting, and that's where the concept of John David Interactive, which is now John David Global, began. So I've consulted throughout the United States, nonprofit development. My first nonprofit was in Chicago with the River North Dog Owners Association. I was living at the former Montgomery Ward's corporate building that they had rehabbed into a condo development. And so I started doing real estate development throughout the United States. And actually, one of my projects was just north of Phoenix in Anthem, Arizona, was my first project, second project rather. And so living throughout the United States, I became very involved with the nonprofit sector and learning that I needed to give back. I was so blessed in all of the projects that I've worked in that helping those that are in need, those that don't have a voice, became a calling of mine. And even so much as recently last year, my father passed away of cancer, and it was a very horrible passing for him. He was receiving community-based care. I'm from the state of Texas, and the last few weeks of his existence was very, very painful for him. And I said, Dad, you know, I've heard that cannabis can be very helpful with the nausea that you're experiencing with all the chemotherapy. And he said, Son, I can't take it because the state will probably drug test me. And I was devastated to see my father suffer so much. And I knew then that I had to do something. I had to become involved in the movement. And so here I am today, not only representing John David Global, but I'm also representing a new effort of my company, which is CanLive, based out of East Texas. And we are waiting for the state of Texas to finalize their rules and regulations, which we are expecting it to be released around December 1st. And once those rules are established, the licenses for cultivation, the extraction of CBD oil only, specific to patients that are suffering from epilepsy, those licenses will begin being released after the first of the year.
All right. So you sounds like you're well positioned for that. So on your card, it says something about making payments simple. I know one of the big problems that the cannabis industry has is with banking and getting accounts. Is that where you're helping?
That is another project that we've just signed this past week. We've entered into an exclusive marketing agreement to provide payments for the cannabis-related industry that's legal in their states with our partnership with Wholesale Payments. For any individuals and any dispensary owners that would like more information about Wholesale Payments, they can call 1-800-793-0492. And they can find out more on how they can use payment processing in their location.
Oh, wow. All right. So John David Global, if people want to find you online, where do they find John David Global?
JohnDavidGlobal.com. Okay. We are a multimedia company, so we offer everything from, you know, creating your logos, web development, social media integration, geo-targeting. We pretty much handle it all. We also do a lot of event production throughout the United States, and we're very honored to have been invited to be here at the Southwest Cannabis Conference by Mr. Rory Mendoza. Can't thank him enough, as well as your team here. Cannabis Radio, everybody that we've met here in Phoenix has been just super amazing, very informative. You know, the expo it's business professionals, and that's where we were hoping to meet. Yes, we're the new kids on the block as far as it comes to the cannabis industry, but we're well positioned in the state of Texas. Not only myself, because I'm very involved with the Texas Democratic Party. During the last election cycle, I was on the state credentials committee, and this next election cycle, I'm looking to be on the rules and regulations committee for cannabis, and hopefully we can influence the legislation to even expand beyond epileptic use. And so that's where we're at right now.
That's good news. And I know when we look at a state like Texas from a national perspective, some people are going to think, wow, it's never going to be legal in Texas.
I know. That's what we thought, too. Yeah. And then, well, you know, Governor Abbott signed it into law June 1st, and it became legal to actually consume CBD as of September 15th. And so it's huge for Texas. And even as of yesterday, our neighboring country, Mexico, I hear is now, the entire country is now paving the way for legalization of cannabis.
Yeah.
So we've got to be positioned well with our legislators. The area of Texas that I come from actually co-authored the legislation for the compassionate medical use of cannabis. And so I'm in his back door. So I've got to make sure that I establish the standard within my own company, the compliance and the messaging to ensure that it's accurate and correct, and that we reach out to those individuals to ensure that cannabis is actually very helpful for multiple ailments, but per the rule of law, it's currently used specifically for patients that are suffering from epilepsy in Texas.
Yeah, and it's marvelous that we've gotten that far in Texas.
Yes.
And I think the ball is rolling now, and I think once you've opened up that door to saying there's some medical use for some people in some circumstances, now we just expand some.
Exactly.
Some just gets bigger.
Yes. We're hoping that the next legislative cycle in 2017 in Texas will look at how this first step, I mean, this was huge for Texas. The first step that has happened to assist those patients that are ailing of epilepsy, that we will look at PTSD, that we'll look at patients that are suffering from HIV AIDS. You know, I've traveled and lived all over the United States, and I've seen how cannabis has assisted those individuals that are suffering from cancer, or that are suffering from HIV AIDS medications, and are able to tolerate the medications because of the use of cannabis, mm-hmm. whether it's ingested, whether it's a sublingual application, whatever the case may be, cannabis has turned into something that's very beneficial for across the board for multiple ailments. I remember as a child, my grandmother actually would mix cannabis into green rubbing alcohol and would rub it on my grandfather's, you know, ailing joints and knees. And, you know, this is something that has been used in our culture. I'm a seventh generation Texan. Hmm. I mean, my family history goes back, you know, hundreds of years back to the original Porciones of Texas. And so, you know, it's an honor for me as myself to be a representative, not only for Texas, but also for our growing Latino community.
Yes.
I'm also the executive director for the Hispanic Chamber of E-Commerce for the entire state of Texas. And I'll be at the Latino iConnect conference in San Diego. And so my messaging will be continuing through all of the states that I'm traveling through, that we need to educate our base, educate our, also for me personally, our Latino brothers and sisters, so that they understand that it's not the stigma or gateway drug that it's made to be.
Yeah, and that's, I'm glad you brought that up, because you know, I was thinking about Texas and what a large Hispanic population we're talking about. And when we look at the polls, we find Hispanics, Latinos, Latinas are far less in support for legalization than African Americans or Caucasians. We also find the use, lifetime use stats among Latinos is far lower than what we find for other ethnic groups. Why do you think that is, and what's going to change that in that community?
Well, what's going to change that really is the education. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the mottos within Can Live, is to really educate the base and make sure that our information is accurate and up to date, and to ensure that we're able to facilitate those individuals that have questions. We want to, we've talked to several attorneys throughout the state of Texas that want to join our effort and become educators themselves, so that they can reach out to their base as well, and to ensure that things are done legally per the rule of law. And that's how this is going to happen. It's going to be baby steps. This is not just one big, huge, giant leap that we're jumping into legalization, full legalization of cannabis right mm-hmm. now. It's specific to one particular demographic, but we've got to start somewhere, and this is how it's going to happen.
I think it is. John David Barrasco.
Carrasco.
I did my best.
Yeah.
John David Global and Can Live, thank you for everything you're doing, especially in a tough, deep red state like Texas. We really appreciate that.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah, thank you. CannabisRadio.com, live coverage of the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo continues. We got more live interviews coming up every 15 minutes, so stick around. We'll have more for you coming up soon.